Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the weather is going to be great for the home opener for the Twins at Target Field next week. And joining us to talk about all the festivities is Matt Hodson. And Matt has been good enough to join us on the program from time to time over the years. Matt, good to visit with you.
Great to visit with you too, Steve. Happy new baseball season.
Yeah, here we are. Twins got off to a great start. Bummer news on Royce Lewis, but hopefully he'll be back soon. Pablo Lopez was great, and we count it down to the home opener at Target Field. And here's that weather again. Sunny, upper 50s. It's pretty good.
That's some glorious weather for baseball on what is one of the greatest days of the year, when Twins baseball is back where it should be. Downtown Minneapolis at Target Field, and you just mentioned Pablo Lopez. He was brilliant on opening day. He's scheduled to get the ball for our home opener as well, and it should be a really fun day to celebrate Twins baseball.
Yeah, and Matt, there's a lot of traditions associated with the home opener, and there's a lot of great traditions, including breakfast on the plaza, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a day-long party for the home opener. It gets started at 6 o'clock with breakfast on the plaza from 6 to 9 a.m. Come on down, and whether you want to drive by the ballpark on 7th Street, walk, bike, however you want to get down there, we'll get you some free food, some free gifts. You can have a chance to win some tickets, and our good friends there, WCCO, will be out there broadcasting live, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Big part of the morning news with Vanita. And then let's kind of talk about some of the other festivities as we lead up to game time. There's a lot of festivities, and Twins legends will be at the ballpark, etc.
Yeah, so 1 o'clock, the gates open. And what better way to welcome our fans back into the ballpark than to have some of the legends of Twins baseball opening up the gates. We'll have Tony Oliva opening up gate 6, of course. Kent Herbeck at gate 14, of course. We'll have Justin Morneau doing the honors at gate 3, Dan Gladden at gate 29, Tom Kelly at gate 6.5, the one right around the corner from gate 6, and then Kirby Puckett's kids, Kirby Jr. and Catherine at gate 34. And again, that's, you're coming back to the ballpark, and you'll get a chance to have Twins legends opening and welcoming you back home to Target Field.
Matt Hodson joining us from the Twins front office as we preview opening day at Target Field on Thursday. The Guardians in town, first pitch at 3:10. A lot going on. Another big part of it is going to be honoring longtime Twins television voice Dick Bramer.
Yeah, we're really excited for this for Dick. You know, it's the generation of Twins baseball for multiple generations, 40 years on the air with us, and he called it a broadcast career at the end of last season, and this will be our chance on the home opener to really stand and applaud and salute Dick for 40 years of calling Twins baseball. And a little bit behind the scenes at 1:30, we're actually going to dedicate the television broadcast booth in the press box as the Dick Bramer broadcast booth. So any game from here on out at Target Field will come and be called from the Dick Bremer broadcast booth. And then we're going to give the fans their chance to stand and salute when Dick takes the mound and throws out the ceremonial first pitch. That should be a real special moment. We'll do some broadcasts of his best calls and most memorable calls up on the video board and let Twins fans stand and applaud the guy who was the soundtrack for 40 years of Twins baseball.
Yeah, and a solemn part of opening day is going to be honoring Burnsville and Dakota County first responders. We're all familiar with the tragedy in the Twins, and Twins fans will have a chance to honor those men that lost their lives and all first responders.
Yeah, you know, the tragic events of February 18th, it, like all Minnesotans, it impacted us. And so we wanted to take this moment on the biggest platform we have, our home opener, to remember those three men who lost their lives in the line of duty, but also to celebrate and spotlight the true heroic and brave men and women who every single day put their lives on the line, the first responders of Dakota County and Burnsville. And we'll also have folks from Minneapolis and Hennepin joining as well. And it was important to us, again, not just to honor the fallen, but to celebrate those who continue to work every single day.
Well, Matt, always good to visit with you. How do people find out more about what's going on opening day? And beyond that, how do they get in the ballpark?
They go to twins.com, and we do still have tickets available for the home opener on Thursday throughout the weekend. You mentioned it. The weather's going to be great. Your defending American League Central champions are going to be back at the ballpark. Go to twins.com. Give us a call at 1-800-33-TWINS. Get your tickets and come join us. It's time to get loud again at Target Field.
No doubt. Weather's going to be great. Thursday, sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Matt Hodson from the Twins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.